sunshine. Give me a do. Give me something simple and true. All I need is sunshine and a cool, refreshing Mountain Dew. So give me my good hands. Give me a do.
Grab some friends and an ice cold Mountain Dew today.
Mountain Dew.
Happy 18th birthday to the iPhone.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Raven, producer Julie, today the iPhone turns 18 years old. Does this sound familiar? Oh, my gosh.
I mean, I still kind of use that.
Do you really? That's the original iPhone ringtone.
Yeah.
The first one ever.
Wow.
Yeah.
I still use that on certain things, yep.
Now, the first one cost about $499, which is half of what the new ones cost now.
I mean, I think it's like a third, right?
Yeah,
or they've brought them down a little bit. There's a lot of different ones.
But it's wild to think, because I remember when they first came out, I thought the number was so astronomical for a phone. It was crazy. I was like, who's going to buy these things? Who's going to buy them?
If they put one out for $499 right now, you'd buy one for everybody in the family. Right?
No. The iPhone was, they were created to make it easier to communicate by phone, because that's the way we talked. And that didn't happen, especially for the younger generation that really doesn't know a life without iPhones. Listen to this.
It's becoming a more antiquated form of communication with each passing year.
Can you hear me now?
Talking on the phone. And research shows the main antagonists are Gen Zs.
Gen Z, that is you, Julie.
It's me.
Yes. Between the ages of 13 and 28, you've basically never known a life without an iPhone.
Yeah, my first phone was an iPhone. I was doing the math. I was 7 when it came out.
It's crazy, right?
Wow. But what age were you when you got your first iPhone?
I think this is going to sound crazy. I think I was in like 5th or 6th grade.
Okay. Yeah, because it becomes so normal. Now, are you afraid to talk on the phone and talk to people?
No, I love talking on the phone. I think it's the most efficient way to communicate. But I have so many friends that will only text. They'll prep their texts. There will be text group chats, 2 texts to prep. Like, it's just a mess.
Yeah.
So nobody likes to talk on the phone.
For a few years, even myself and I stopped making phone calls.
Yeah.
I've started making them more now when we started doing Let's Connect.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're not alone. Listen to this.
90% of Gen Zs are anxious about speaking on the phone. And some say an awkward phone call is one of the top 3 things they'd want to avoid in life.
What?
In life.
What?
I mean, how about divorce, disease?
No.
No. A text.
Talking on the phone.
Right. Talking on the phone.
A disaster. Right. Talking on a phone. One phone call. One phone call. One awkward phone call.
It turns out that talking on the phone is a skill. And for decades, we didn't recognize that because we all did it. In terms of the anxiety, I do see that increasing.
Do you have anxiety when you talk on the phone, Julie? Clearly not.
No, but I'm not even kidding. So many people will be like, I need to prep. I'm going to call the doctor's office. And it's like, what?
What?
A skill. She called it a skill.
I heard that.
I mean, if we have to put together a class for people to have a phone conversation, how dumb have we become?
That
there is
woman,
a problem.
That woman you just heard, her nickname is the phone lady. She makes money by teaching Gen Zers, how to use the phone. That's her job. Her
it's
job
great.
Is to teach people in companies that are between the ages of 13 and 28 how to use the phone. And she's not alone. There's a new college course at Nottingham College in England.
I can't even believe this. Are you serious?
Yes, it's called Telephone Confidence.
What?
And it's been added to the curriculum so people can learn how to, basically not have anxiety every time they use the phone.
I'm scared for us. I believe it, but I'm really scared for us.
Thank you for saying it.
No, but it's true, though. Even my daughter is 16 years old, and every time I'm like, just call them, she looks at me like I'm crazy.
I would never do that, Mom.
Please,
I could never, ever do that. Why would you want your daughter to go through that?
What age do you teach your children? You can call the dentist and change your appointment yourself.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
That's what it was. I learned how to call quickly.
But another,
on the phone quick.
Another thing that causes these Gen Zers anxiety is voicemail. And that's coming up next. Today is iPhone's 18th birthday. 18 years we've had the iPhone. Remember the long lines when you'd have to wait like 3 days to get one?
Now nobody will go buy the new one.
Yeah.
It's like, if you're not dropping it on me for free, I'm not taking it. I'm at an 11.
Raven, producer Justin, producer Julie. And along with that, the whole thing is that the iPhones came out to make communication easier so we would talk to each other more on the phone. And that's the opposite of what happened. What they found out is that Gen Zers, that's between the ages of 13 and 28, which producer Julie falls smack in the middle of.
Right there.
Yep. 90% of them have anxiety about talking on the phone and getting voicemail. So we're each going to play our last voicemail and then decide, does it give you anxiety? Julie, you're first.
Hi, Julie. It's Dr. office. You're on the call list for a hygiene appointment. I have openings tomorrow at 8 or 10. Looks like tomorrow's the last day you're available, so if we don't hear from you, we will take your card out of the box.
That's, I mean, sounds like a threat.
I know. That's what I thought.
Take your card out of the box.
It does give me a little bit of anxiety there. On the other hand, I applaud your boldness and courageousness for playing a doctor's voicemail that's about hygiene. Is she...
I have to get a dentist cleaning.
Do you have anxiety? Do you have anxiety?
I'm nervous that I need a new dentist because she said she's going to take my card out of the box.
Yeah, I know. It will give me some anxiety, too. All right, this is the last voicemail I got. Mm.
Anna Zapp, it's although I'm sure you'd recognize my voice. We just got your Christmas card forwarded to us at our new address in Cape Cod. The reason that you didn't get a card, because between the two weddings this past year and our move up to the Cape and my new teaching job, got a little distracted. Though we do have cards, and yours is going in the mail today.
She continues on for a minute, 40 seconds.
I'm just going to say that this is a little self-indulgent. Right? Like, I'm
never
getting a full
saying,
update here.
Once someone doesn't send you a card, they're off your list forever. So hopefully you give me a couple weeks grace period.
No, we're not. We're not going to realize any of those events going on.
Good thing we're not still paying by the minute.
I mean, yeah, I am. I got to be honest. It gave me a little anxiety. I was like, okay, no, it's cool. You can stay on my Christmas list.
All right.
All right, Justin, how about yours?
Hi, Justin. This is Jessica calling from... I was just reading your email, and I was calling to severely apologize for that and possibly offer you a gift card for the next time that you come in.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Two burgers with sweet potato fries. I totally get how that can be frustrating when it's messed up, especially when you go all the way home and realize. So we definitely want to make it right for you. If you can just give me a call back, I'm here all day.
Wait a minute.
You called to complain about a food
No. I went onto the restaurant's website, and yeah. I wasn't complaining. I was just telling them. I went to their comment section. I didn't do Yelp. I didn't do any of these.
What happened?
I didn't post up business.
Your food was no good?
They screwed up my order.
Your order?
Two burgers with sweet potato fries.
And what did you get?
I got one cheeseburger, one regular fries, and then no sides for the other one.
Wow. Disappointing.
Was it just you, or was it, two people, two burgers?
Okay. Just me.
Did that give you anxiety?
No, it didn't give me anxiety.
Oh, good.
But again, I just told them so they knew, so they were aware of the situation. It was very kind of her to call and do that. I didn't follow up. I don't care.
See?
He's so worried about it.
It's true.
Here's my last voicemail.
Hello, good morning. My name is Kayla. I am a therapy support coordinator calling over from Cigna Health Insurance. We have to discuss with you a Cigna benefit pertaining to a specialty medication that you're filling.
Oh, yeah.
You could please give me a call back. My number is 800. Thank you. And
speaking
have a
of day. Revealing, here's the only thing that makes me anxious about that, Anna. I have called that number back like four times. I think this woman is messing with me.
No, it's a scam.
She gives me four messages a day. I call back every time. She's never available.
That one's a scam.
It is?
Yeah, you fool. You fool. That one's a scam.
Don't call me a fool.
No, you should have prayed that for me privately and I would have told you.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Spring Sale and get 35% off paints and stains March 13th through the 23rd. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.